Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. In farm news this morning, President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will seek an agreement this morning to help keep the video app TikTok online in the U.S. and ease trade tensions between the two superpowers. The TikTok talk is at the top of the trade agenda. Trump says, "I like TikTok. It helped get me elected." The deal would transfer TikTok's U.S. assets to U.S. owners from ByteDance. Sources familiar with the deal said U.S. TikTok would still make use of ByteDance's algorithms. China says there is no evidence of a national security threat. There's a lot more than agriculture at stake, though. Other key issues include competition between both sides on semiconductors and other advanced technologies. The U.S. wants more Chinese purchases of U.S. soybeans and Boeing airplanes. Ag has emerged as a major point of contention between China and the U.S. as the superpowers are locked in a tariff war launched by President Trump. A few more details are leaking out on a possible bailout for U.S. farmers. The Trump administration drawing up plans to use tariff revenue to fund a program to support farmers. The Financial Times reported yesterday, quoting Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, "There may be circumstances under which we'll be very seriously looking to and announcing a package soon." In a press release by the National Association of Farmer Elected Committees, the group reports that FSA offices are, quote, critically understaffed. Jim Zumbrink, president of NAFEC, says the word we are consistently hearing is our county office staffs are critically understaffed. Staff will find it very difficult to perform the complex work of managing disaster programs and ongoing programs with the speed agriculture producers in America expect and need. The partisan fight over the president's tariffs spilled onto the House floor this week during debate over temporary government funding. Democrats slammed the GOP majority for refusing to consider riders to end Trump's tariffs as part of the stopgap funding bill to keep the government open. House Ag Democrat Jim McGovern.
We are hearing day in and day out from farmers who are being crushed by Trump's erratic trade policies. They're losing markets abroad. Input prices are going up, and farm bankruptcies are up 95% this year compared to last.
California Republican Tom McClintock agreed with McGovern that the Constitution gives Congress ultimate tariff power.
He promised that the next rule resolution would reduce the extension of this authority from 6 months to 4, expiring on January 31st rather than March 31st. The gentleman says that's not soon enough. Some of us would agree.
McClintock said the speaker agreed to form a GOP working group to develop a congressional policy on the use of tariffs. This is Inside Agriculture. Right after this break, a look at the morning markets.